This is a Ankasa Africa production for the United Nations Decade of Family Farming in collaboration with AMAC, World Association of Community Radio Broadcasters, and the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations. A good evening to our dear listeners and welcome to Valley FM, Mumba Kefas, and welcome to today's program where we interact with participants from Zambia National Forest Commodities Association every Thursday at 19 hours. And in the studios, I'm joined by two colleagues from Zambia National Forest Commodity Association who are also going to introduce themselves as we start our program this evening. Madam can also introduce yourselves.
Good evening, listeners. My name is Tombos Chalwe. I'm the National Coordinator for Zambia National Forest Commodities Association. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Good evening to our dear listeners. My name is Precious Mbewe. I'm the Business Incubation Officer at Zambia National Forest Commodities Association.
Thank you so much. These are two participants who are going to be with me for the next 30 plus minutes as we'll be talking on Zambia National Forest Commodities Association. And as we get started, I would love that, what does Zambia National Forest Commodities Association stand for, and what do you do as Tombozi?
Okay, thank you for that question. So ZNFCA stands for Zambia National Forest Commodities. So the association has been around for quite some time now. At first, ZNFCA was just a sector or maybe a department in the Zambia National Farmers Union, ZNFU. So in 2017, ZNFCA was registered as an independent association. With the help from Food and Agriculture Organization, that's FAO. So what we do as ZNFCA is we promote non-timber forest products. To start with, ZNFCA is an apex body of different groups. These are groups that we call forest farmer producer groups. So these groups, they produce different non-timber forest products. We are in a number of districts in Zambia. Our main target is to spread across the country. But at the moment, due to some restrictions financially, we are just in a few districts. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you so much for that explanation. You have just mentioned of your presence as Zambia National Commodities Association. Now, let me find out from Precious exactly what are your operation areas or where are you found as Zambia National Forest Commodities Association?
Okay, thank you very much. Our head office is in Lusaka, and the landscapes we operate in Eastern Province. We have Nyimba, Petauke, and Lundazi in Eastern Province. There's also Central Province, and we're in Kawe District. We also have Northwestern Province, we're in Mushindamo and Mwenilunga. We also operate in Itejiteji and Choma in Southern Province.
All right, thank you so much. Now, just to find out from the way you were explaining that you are found in all those provinces and districts across the country. Now, what is your organizational structure for Zambia National Forest Commodities Association, Tomos?
Okay, thank you. So, ZNFCA has got its own way of governing the association. So when we talk of the organization structure for ZNFCA, at the top, the association is headed by our board members. So we have 10 board members. these board members come from the members of ZNFCA. These are elected members. These members are elected to lead the association. So from these board members, we have a chairperson who leads this executive committee. We have the chairperson, we have the vice, and we have the treasurer and some trustees. So we also follow, we also try to be inclusive when it comes to women participation in leadership. So our committee, the board members, they are well balanced. We have four females and six males, which I think is still a good representation for the females. And then from the board members, we have what we call the secretariat at national level. So like Precious has said, our headquarters is in Lusaka. So the national secretariat is found there in Lusaka. We are found near Civic Center. And this secretariat is headed by myself, the national coordinator, and then we have our business incubation officer, we have our programs officer, and we also have the officers in different districts. And then from there, we have district structures. So these are the people who are found at district level. These are the people who coordinate the activities in the district on a day-to-day basis. So at the moment, we have district structures in Nyimba, Petauke, Choma, and Northern Province, which is Solwezi, and Mushindamo District. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much. Let me also find out from you, what kind of members do you work with, Tombozi?
Okay, so we work with both members who are in groups or individual farmers. We call them they are farmers. So as long as your objectives as a group or as an individual aligns with what we do. So our main goal is to promote non-timber forest products. So if you are a farmer who is producing or who is processing forest products, let's say you are doing beekeeping and you are producing honey, then you qualify to be our member. We also have members who are in organized and registered groups who work as who work in groups to promote these forest products, or who work in groups to manage local community forest areas. Those are members. But for you to be officially recognized as our member, you have to fill in a membership form and affiliate to ZNFCA. So the affiliation fee differs. If you are in a group, you have to pay an affiliation fee of 500 annually. And then if you are an individual farmer, you just have to pay an annual fee of 150 kwacha. Yes.
All right, so one may have a question trying to find out of the same membership. How has been the response so far in the district Nyimba here where you are operating as Zambia National Forest Commodities Association?
Okay, the response has been overwhelming. It has been great in terms of when we look at the registered members for Nyimba Forest, we have over 1,000 members. So those 1,000 members are in 23 groups. Mm. So we have 23 groups who are just registered by TFCA. But in totality, ZNFCA has a membership of 5,000 nationwide. Yes.
Nehemiah, thank you so much.
Thank
Let me also find out some of the products that you promote from these individual farmers and groups that are affiliated to ZNFCA as member groups. Precious.
Oh, thank you so much. So we basically promote non-timber products.
Mm.
So amongst the products that we promote, we have the Motototo, the Nyanganya, Baby Cry, Baobab Powder, as well as Baobab Coffee, Sperm Boosters. We also have the Bushels,
mm.
Honey, Baobab Juice, and Gas Medicine.
All right. So when you say non-timber product, exactly, for one to... What do you mean when you say non-timber? When you say non-timber products, Tombos?
Okay. So timber, like for you to produce timber, you have to like cut down mm-hmm. a tree, old tree, and produce your planks or whatever that you are using it for, whether it's for constructing chairs or whatever furniture.
Mm.
So us, we want to preserve our forest. Since our members' livelihoods depend on the forest, we want to preserve, we want to sustain those forests such that in even the future generations, the people who be coming maybe 50 years, 100 years from now, we want them to know the wild fruits that we are eating right mm. now. We want them to benefit from the medicinal products that we are getting from the forest right now. So if we are only doing timber without planting the trees, without creating like woodlots, then we are depleting our forests. So us as an association, we decided to focus on non-timber products, so that we can discourage our members from cutting down trees. Because even when you are they are harvesting other non-timber products, let's say the caterpillars,
mm-hmm.
we know that there are people who cut down branches or who cut down trees just to harvest the caterpillars.
Mm-hmm.
But for our members, we try to train them in sustainable ways of harvesting these the materials that we get from the forest, such that the same caterpillars that we harvested this year, they'll have trees next year too, like where they can feed on. So yes, we try to discourage cutting down trees. So that's why we don't promote timber products.
All right, thank you.
Yes.
You have mentioned of a growing number, or maybe a good number of membership in the district and across the nation.
Mm-hmm.
What services do you provide to your members so that you can have such encouraging numbers?
Okay. So one of the services that we offer our members as an association is capacity building, like the one I'm just from mentioning, where we train our members on sustainable way of harvesting non-timber forest products.
Mm-hmm.
But we also train our members in different areas. First of all, we conduct, when you become our member, we conduct what we call a needs assessment to find out in which areas you are lacking. I can give an example. Last year, we had trainings in communication for development, where we had an expert from Rome to come and train our members on how best we can communicate to our customers, since we are running businesses. Our members run businesses, so we needed that skill or that knowledge on how we can effectively communicate to our members or our consumers. Apart from that, we've also had trainings in marketing analysis. We need to know like the markets which we are in, which we are participating or in which we are competing in. we have different trainings on database. So basically we just look at the topics or the knowledge that we think can improve your business or that can help our core business, which is the management of the forest and the promotion of forest products. So apart from capacity building, we also try to link our members to markets. So the one of the ways we do this is we facilitate for our members to participate in different shows, like trading shows, business shows, like the one that we had in September. We arranged for our members to participate in the agriculture show. This is a national show where we have different traders, where we have different people trying to look for different products. So we expose them to such events so that they can make their own partnerships, where people can be buying from them, where people can know that these our members exist and these are the products that they offer. Apart from market linkages, we also try to link our members to finances or financial institutions. Let me make it clear, as ZNFCA we don't give money to our members, but we look for opportunities where our members can access financial help to help them develop their businesses. I can give an example of the CDF, because currently we have CDF in our country, and so we help our members develop proposals so that they can submit to the local councils and have have access to these finances. And also we try to let them to make them aware of different services that they can access, different services that the government is offering them, different services that other partners are offering them that they can access. And then lastly, we also advocate. We are into advocacy, where we advocate for better policies for our members in terms of trading, in terms of the usage of forests. We also try to push our members to participate in these policy platforms, where they can speak on what challenges they are facing and what they think that needs to be done, so that the environment, the political environment, enables them to grow. So those are some of the services that we offer our members.
All right, thank you so much for that explanation where services are concerned to your members. Now, who are your partners in the work that you do?
Okay, so we've got different partners according to our different works. So ZNFCA is a non-profit making association. So we depend on membership fees to do our activities, and we heavily depend on donor funds. So currently our partners, the institutions that are helping us financially, we have the Food and Agriculture Organization, that's FAO or FAO. We are implementing a project with them called Forest and Farm Facility, which is being implemented in 5 districts of our country. Apart from that, we also have AMAC, who have made it possible for us to come to this media platform and engage with our dear listeners. We also have other implementing partners such as WWF. We've been with them on this platform before. We also have different line ministries in the government, such as the Forest Department, the Ministry of Green Economy, Community Development, and other partners like NAPSA, Zambia Development Agency, And also our we heavily rely on the on our partnerships with the traditional leaders. Yes. So these are some of our partners.
All right, thank you. In conclusion, how can one become your member if they are interested, Precious?
Thank you. So to those who might be interested, you can affiliate with us if you belong to a group or you are an independent farmer. Yes, so you can contact us on these numbers, 0977-162268, 0977-162268. 0978-97-5497.
0978-97-5497. All right, may I say thank you very much for your time and for coming through to Valley FM for this a short but educative program. And it is my sincere hope that our people here are interested and we'll see them coming through as individual farmers, maybe as groups. Thank you so much. It has been my pleasure.
Thank you.
This is Eyankasa Africa production for the United Nations Decade of Family Farming in collaboration with AMAC, World Association of Community Radio Broadcasters, and the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations.